Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Ah! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be
life. Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's hard getting back into a routine, isn't it?
Totally. We've been struggling to get our kids back into any sort of regular sleep routine. It's throwing everybody off.
Yeah, it's rough after the holidays. We've been using the free Little Otter Sleep Activity Kit, which includes sleep meditations and breathing exercises. It's really great, and it helps us all wind down together.
Okay, now that's a great idea. Where can I get my hands on that kit?
Check out their website, littleotterhealth.com/resources, and you'll find the Sleep Activity Kit along with plenty more free resources.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey there, everybody. My name's Evan, and I'm a dumb dad.
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from NFL and bowl season to esports. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable.
We're the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. That's BLEAV to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. Cheers.
Cheers, dummy.
How are you?
You know, okay. Keeping it dumb. Let's just put it that way.
Keeping it dumb?
I don't know. You know, that's kind of our vibe here. So try not to. Try to keep the dumb silent.
You're failing.
Often it screams out loud. Yeah. Well, yes, I know. That's why we made this podcast. I'll start with this. How was your week? Because we already know my week.
Then we do know your week. Let's just get into your week.
Okay. My dumb dad moment right off the top, from the top ropes right here.
Okay.
My dumb dad moment was on this podcast.
Yeah.
I think you know where this is going.
I know exactly, but I want to hear you say it.
I sat here with a big stupid smile on my face and was like, gee, man.
Whole month of December.
Yeah, whole month of December. You were sick the whole time. Your family was sick all winter break. Mm-hmm. We didn't really get sick.
Well, you guys are going through it.
Yeah. Boy, man, I feel bad for you because everyone's sick.
That's not it. Finish it.
My daughter got sick.
Not just that.
I jinxed it.
She's sick.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to hear that. I'm not going to revel in her illness. But you did multiple times. My kids are fine.
My kids are fine.
That was the cherry on top.
Yeah. My kids are fine. Nobody really got sick. Yeah. Daughter got sick. It's been 8 days. And we're just in the thick of it. It's whatever. Kids get sick.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I realized, I was like, man, when I realized my daughter was sick and I was like, man, she's not going to school. And then like the way she's coughing and the on and off fever, it's like, she's not going to school for a little bit here.
Yeah.
It's not like, we'll see how she feels tomorrow. Like, this is going to be a few days. Here we are still waiting.
You're in a weird position because your daughter is sick now and you're like the guy who
was you're like Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead. Like you were in the, you were like passed out.
I'll tell you what, Kevin.
You were passed out while the world was like on fire and we were all us parents out there. We're all just like struggling to like, our kids are sick and just let's get through it. Okay, they're sick with something else. Let's just keep pulling through and we keep doing it. And then like everything's starting to settle. I think we're getting used to this life. And you walk in, you go, do you guys know there's zombies outside?
And they don't look friendly at all. And they're all sick and gross. Yeah. Daughter got sick in the thick of it, home with her all day. Mm-hmm. And she...
How's that going?
Man. You know, here's the thing. Because it's my youngest, it just breaks my heart. She's got like this mousy little voice because she could like barely talk. We think she has like RSV. I mean, she's basically coughing really bad. The first thing that happened, she got an ear infection. She came in one night at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't even know, not even three, like might've been like midnight. My ear hurts, mommy, my ear hurts so bad. We're like, oh man, she must have an ear infection. Now, I remember last week I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be taking her to school tomorrow.
Right.
I did kind of, I told you like the way she had the sniffles today, she was kind of like over today.
Yeah.
Made me think, I bet she's going to wake up sick. Lo and behold, she woke up sick. Double ear infection, turned into runny nose, post nasal drip day after day. She's got a nasty cough. The whole nine yards. So we're just trying to get through it with her. So for listeners that remember, like when my daughter was really young, she was about 18 months or so, she had the flu. And then because she was so malnourished and dehydrated because she couldn't keep anything down, she ended up having a seizure. I had to take her to the ER. The ambulance came and got us. The whole thing, it was pretty scary. But there's a little bit of like when she's feeling sick and she's really not feeling well and like doesn't want to eat anything, I can feel like the stress of it all build up a little bit. You know, it's like starting to get to that feeling that it was like when she was sick and we couldn't do anything about it.
Right.
Now she's four. She gets it a little bit more. Now she's doing a good job taking her medication, even though she thinks it tastes gross and stuff. She doesn't really have an appetite, but she, you know, that's just kind of where we are now with it. And because of all this, she's been coming into our room and sleeping in our room at like early, you know, midnight one. And like two nights ago, we were all setting up for bedtime.
You're not going to the couch?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Part of me like feels, the thing is like, I feel bad because she's a lot more pressed up against my wife.
Great, so get out of there. Like, right,
but whether I'm there or not doesn't matter. She doesn't like stretch out like, oh, thank God he's out of here.
You don't know until you're gone.
Well, he's tried it before. We've tried it before.
The dumb dad falls in the woods.
So a couple nights ago, she's like, we're setting up for a bedtime and stuff, starting to, you know, she's sick, you know. And she's like really putting pajamas on and she goes and gets like a blanket and a pillow and just marches right into our room and like tosses it onto our bed. This is it. Like, we aren't necessarily going to bed. Yeah, we're just prepping for bed.
Yeah.
My wife's like, oh, is that where you're sleeping tonight? Yep. He lives like, yeah, I need it. You know it. That's what's going to happen. So it's been night after night for like a week of like not sleeping well.
Do you guys ever sleep in her bed? Because I know with my son, when he was sick, my wife was, and I've said this before on the podcast, it's this weird thing with my son. When he comes to our bed, I mean, Chuck Norris. I mean, he's just swinging hook kicks everywhere.
Yeah, we get hands in the face, knees in the back.
In his bed, he does do that, but he does that at like 6 a.m. because he's starting to like wake up. And sometimes that can last. Long. But no, it's the thing. He does it all night long in our bed. But if you just go, no, we're going to your bed, and I lay down with him, happened last night. He came in at like 3 in the morning, and I was like, let's go back to your bed. And I lay down to him, and I slept till, you know, I had to wake up.
Yeah.
And it was great. My wife like shook me, and that was one of those moments that was so disorienting because it was her hand shaking me, and I was like, what's happening? And then it was just like, where am I?
Yeah. And you're in a kid's bed. It's like your mom's waking you up. Like, but you're sleeping with your future self. It's so weird.
Is it a snow day?
Please be a snow day. And I don't know why we haven't done that. I don't know why we haven't done that. She always just comes into our bed. I think it's because normally like she comes into our bed at like anywhere between like 3 and 4 o'clock, like 3 days a week. And she sleeps off the rest of the morning. And it's never that big of a deal. So she's more comfortable there.
You started with saying it was a big deal.
Yeah, well,
I'm trying to help you here, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing my best. And
if I was a therapist, I'd be like, You're backtracking.
You're running in circles. Yeah. Sleeping in them too. And so she comes to our bed. She's like, that's where I'm sleeping. You know, that whole situation. So we're not sleeping well. She's not sleeping well. She's like sputtering, coughing. We move the humidifier into our room. That's the thing. We're trying to just put the humidifier wherever it needs to be in our room now. And I told my wife like 2 days ago, I was like, you know, I'm just like emotionally drained from this, like from her being sick. My son's eight. When he's sick, like he knows he's sick. He knows he's just got to kind of get over it in some way.
Yeah.
We're there for him, obviously, like suck it up. But he understands like what's happening. You know, she's four. She still doesn't quite get, because you can ask her like, how you feeling this morning, honey? Good.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Yeah.
I beg to differ. But there's just a little bit of like hand-holding through a lot of it, which is fine. She's so like wonderfully pathetic. She's just the saddest little thing, you know, feeling good, you know, like, really? And I told my wife, I'm like, I'm just like emotionally drained from all this. I feel so bad for her. Neither of us are sleeping well.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing. And so today was like the first day I got her to get out of the house. We just needed to go get some birdseed. I was like, will you just come with me to go get some birdseed? Didn't really want to go, but she was like feeling okay enough today to where it was like, okay, fine, you know?
Yeah.
So I get her all dressed up and everything. And we go to the hardware store. And like, I'm so done with the week. I just want her to get better so she can get back to school. We can get back on our schedule. And the other thing you should know is that like my daughter, maybe more so with my wife than she ever is with me, she's not a real cuddler. She doesn't, you know, it's kind of rare that she will really like want to like cuddle in with you.
Yeah.
And so we're at the hardware store. We get what we need. I get the shopping cart because it's going to be hard to carry all this stuff around and probably deal with her. But a lot of the time she likes to be carried. And I kind of saw the writing on the wall a little bit, like, and she doesn't feel well. So she's like, can you pick me up? I'm like, yep. So I pick her up and I go, do you want to sit in the cart here in the front? Like, so we can be close to each other. She just like shook her head no. And then I go, do you want to ride in the big part of the cart and sit on the bird seat? And I can, you know, I'm trying to make it fun for her. She's like, no. She shakes her head no. And I go, okay, well, it's about time to leave anyway. And she just like cuddles into me and puts her warm little head on my shoulder. And I basically started crying.
Okay.
At the hardware store.
Sure.
Because that never happens.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad for her. That's, again, it's like day eight for her where it's like
and
she's
it's day
trying.
Eight, and it's day eight for you.
It's day 8,000 of what it feels like. And you know what I mean? Like just the emotion of it all. Now I'm just trying to get to the front and like not make any eye contact with any of the employees. I wasn't losing it, but it was like tears are welling up in my eyes. And
did you have any trouble finding everything? And you're like, no. And they're like, are you sure? You look like you had trouble finding.
In general? Like, no, we're just having a week over here and I just need to pay for the bird seed and leave. So that was today. Probably not going to school tomorrow. My fingers are crossed for the day after, I think is where we're going to shoot for. Because I'll say today, still kind of the same symptoms, all that kind of stuff, but she had a little bit of a better spirit to her today. So, I'm paying for it. Luckily, it's not that bad in the grand scheme of things. She's not like violently ill or anything like that, but we got sick after everybody else and everyone's out of Tylenol. We cannot find Tylenol.
They were out of Tylenol in December. Again, the zombies have been here for a while. We've known about this. No, there's not a cure. You just kind of have to get through
it. And the guy walking into the movie.
Don't get bit.
I'm walking into the movie halfway going, this is a crazy movie. You're watching this? Like, we're living it. What are you talking about?
Like, guys, good news though. There's plenty of milk at the grocery store. We're like, don't drink that milk.
It must be a new way to make milk because it's not refrigerated.
Yeah.
But they're stocked full shelves. I'm sure it's fine. Yeah, there we are. Jinxed myself on the podcast. I did it on the podcast.
Well, hang in there, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Any cliche answer you can give me is all going to be like, it'll all be over soon and then we'll go back to school. Like, what?
Isn't that a funny thing with your... Because, you know, you let your hand show a little there with the oldest and the youngest. It's so funny. And most people are this way. I'm probably this way to a degree. And it's just funny how you're just like, she's my youngest and I worry about her and I'm upset. My oldest is 80s. Fine. you'll get through it. And then you tell this long story about your youngest.
I know.
A little warm head on my shoulder. But my oldest, it's like, it's a cold, buddy. It's a cold. You're going to get a million more before you die.
And no, you're not going to die.
Yeah.
It's a cold. Get over yourself.
Oh, great. Look, he's crying now. Yeah. Are you okay, honey? Am I yelling too loudly?
I'm a sap for stuff like
that. Am I yelling too loudly at your brother? For you?
I'm so bad about that. I'm so bad about it. She's wrapped around her little finger. I'll do whatever she says. No, I'm so bad about it.
That's good. I've had my kids at school.
Mm-hmm. You lucky bastards.
I got through it. And yeah, that's been weird. We've been back in it. And it's Spirit Week. So that's been fun.
Yeah, it is. Me too. Mine are low. How are yours? Yeah.
Spirit Week immediately takes the spirit out of all parents.
Yeah. It's layered, isn't it? Isn't that fun how layered that is? Mm-hmm. Spirit Week. Oh, groans and celebrations.
Real inside baseball joke there. Yeah. Elementary school.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're just starting that. That's going fine so far.
Uh-huh. Day one was?
Tie-dye. Tomorrow's going to be crazy hair.
Which I loved because speaking of inside baseball, we were filming over here as your wife was preparing for tie-dye with your kids, making the tie-dye. Uh-huh. And knowingly so, it was all over her hands.
Yeah, and my son's.
Has it washed off yet or is it still there? and your son's, yeah. I mean, that's the thing about tie-dye. It's going to get on stuff and it's not going to go away for a while.
It's going to stay for a bit.
Or at all.
So it's funny because my wife made a shirt for all of us, but it's just my daughter's school is doing tie-dye. And my wife, I think, dropped her off wearing her tie-dye shirt with like a zip-up hoodie open. But I know, a California baby, it's really windy and it's been cold. So I was wearing a jacket and I was wearing a sweatshirt over my tie-dye. I was like, she's just got to trust me that I'm wearing it when I picked her up.
I can feel that it's on. I can feel that it's on. I will say, what's funny about tie-dye, I've never been able to figure out how to wear it. I'm not the guy that wears tie-dye shirts all the time. Mm-hmm. I can't figure out how to pull it off. And I like the idea of them. I can't figure out how to do it. I can't fit it into my...
Confidence.
Yeah, I think it's confidence. Because...
A lot of styles.
I've made it a bunch. I've done it like twice with the kids.
Yeah.
It's actually a really fun project. And it's fun to like kind of try to figure it out a little bit. But then I end up thinking like, but I'm not going to wear it. I want to.
It's like making a pastry sweet that you're like, I'll have a bite of this.
I need to see sometimes you got to see one of the things like, here's how to style this item. Wear this with this. And you think like, oh, that's a look. They figured out the look. I don't have the look. Because I think like, maybe simple, tie-dye and jeans and Vans, like cool. And it's like, why are you wearing a tie-dye shirt?
Come on, guys. Everybody write in. Help lift Evan's spirits. Let's figure this out.
What's tomorrow?
Evan and tie-dye for the next podcast.
Give me the rundown of the week. What's next?
Well, I don't know what's next, but I can
tomorrow.
Tell you. Tomorrow is crazy hair. I thought you were saying what's next in just life.
No. Tomorrow, if you can get
tomorrow's
there.
Tomorrow's crazy hair, and then
okay,
but we'll get through the week. It'll be fine. I will say, my son, this was kind of a dumb dad moment. Uh-huh. And I've done it before. Which is, I took him to the grocery store and that was a stupid idea. I shouldn't have done it.
It's so funny to me that your kid's like, you can't take him to the grocery store.
He's great. He's exactly what you expect him to be. They're both, you know what it is? It's two different energies. If it was like, I've got a boy and a girl who are 3 years apart. They're just in different places in life.
Yeah.
So therefore it's two different energies. Then I've got a wrangle. I've got a dancer who's singing and can't hear anything anyone's saying. And then I've got...
What's great about that is like, first of all, don't lose that. Like nobody's watching, right?
No.
Don't lose that. She's going to lose it.
Yeah, one comment from one person.
She'll
remember the rest of her life and it'll impact her as a person and it will define who she is.
Yeah, and then save for therapy.
Life is great.
And spirits are low. But I love that. But to me, what's funny is like, so you don't want him to lose it, But you also don't want him to dance in the grocery store.
Correct.
Correct. You know,
near,
so
the,
like,
near the glass pasta jars.
Because you could break something, or there's also like the free spirit. Love the free spirit. But when it's like you're free spiriting in front of somebody else who's just trying to get their f-ing grocery shopping done.
They just,
so you know they're like, congrats, you're a fun dad. Can your kids get the get out of my way so I can go get my...
You know within 1 second whether or not the person is having it with your child dancing. Immediately you tell by their face.
Yeah.
They tell you immediately.
With their eyes. Go with their eyes.
Hey, man, I need food to live. Get your kid out of my way.
It's where they're looking. Because, like, you know that your daughter is dancing in front of somebody. So then you look at that person. Now, if they're looking at the daughter, they're cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
If by the time you look at them, they're already looking at you, not cool with it.
Also not cool with it is if they never look at you, though. There's a bunch of different variations. Another one is like, they pull around the corner with the car.
That's true.
My daughter almost runs into them. She goes, oh, sorry. And they just give a toothless grin, not smile.
Yeah.
Still dead eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pursed lips a little bit. Mm-hmm.
And I'm standing there looking and I'm like, sorry. And they just keep moving and they never look at me. I'm like, furious.
Boiling inside. Because they can't yell at a kid in public.
No, they control your child is all that's going on. Control your child. Anyway, I brought my son. It was great. I brought him because we were running a couple errands and I think we'd already gone to like Target and got some groceries and it was the four of us and it was fine. But of course, we left and we were like, oh, we could have used a couple more things. Whatever. We'll get them some other time.
Right.
And then.
You can always go back.
And always, because you're good.
Because you know what? Because you need to. Yeah.
And then the kids would just like run ragged. I'm going to go on another tangent real quick about this. What? hear me out.
I'm riding with you.
What do we do about our kids' energy? Because I can have a day where it's like, man, I feel bad. They kind of were on screens all day and they're bouncing off the walls at bedtime. Or I can take them to Discovery Cube. Or no, the aquarium, because that's what we did this weekend.
Yeah.
Went to the aquarium. Now, it's a long drive there. It's like 45 minutes there. Uh-huh. But we're there for a long time. And we're there walking around for hours and hours and hours and hours. And then...
And are we curbing the dancing there? Or are we just like free spirit dance
go
away?
Wild.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. Nobody's looking for food here. Just hit whoever you want. to a point. But yeah, we're trying to... We don't want to curb it too much. This is a fun experience. Have fun.
Sure.
Get off that. You're going to fall in the tank.
Maybe look at otherwise, just look at a fish so we know that you could dance in the yard. Just look at a fish.
Yeah. And it's like the classic, like... I think my daughter was being like resistant to. She's like, I want to go to the aquarium. And I was like, why don't you want to go to the aquarium? And she was just like, I know like everything about like ocean animals. And I was like, okay, I will make you a deal. Let's go there.
Free spirit, self-confidence at maximum capacity.
We could all use it. I was like, how about we just go there and we can see if we can learn a couple of things.
Yeah.
Let's make that our mission. Mm-hmm. And I'll make you a deal. If you don't learn anything there, we don't ever have to go back. Ever again.
Yeah.
We have a year membership. This is a real bluff, but I know that she doesn't know everything.
We're going back.
I just need to read one plaque. just read one and I win.
Yeah. I think the only...
One per trip and we're going for a couple of years.
Anyway. The only thing you can do is celebrate it, to answer your question. Your kid's energy. Because if you resent it, you're just the dad.
That's not my problem. No, my problem isn't that. My problem is we do this all day. We go to the aquarium.
Yeah.
It has a great time. Funny enough, doesn't want to leave because I'm having such a great time.
And yeah.
I didn't want to go. Now
Boy,
I don't want to leave.
That'll make you boil inside every time. Yeah, like, that'll make you say you don't want to go to the aquarium. You're wrong.
Yeah. And now you don't want to leave. Great. but the point is, if it's a day where it's too much screens or if it's a day like we did a lot of activities and walking around and stuff, they are still just these hyper balls of energy by the end of the night that like...
And now you're the dad going, how?
Where
does it go?
Yeah, where is this coming from? It's just, I just don't get it. I don't know what we can do.
Survive.
It's just funny.
It's all you can do is survive.
My wife and I literally had this conversation Saturday night because the kids just like, again, we've talked about this on the other podcasts. Like, we go in their room. We read them books. We do them like nighttime meditations. We lay down with them. And they're still just up and moving around.
It doesn't matter.
Going wild.
They are a bottomless pit of energy.
Yeah.
That they are the only ones have access to the on and off switch.
Mm-hmm.
And they can decide to turn it on and off whenever they want.
And then when they're down.
But also little kids. And so they leave it on sometimes.
Yep.
And they forget to turn it off.
They forget.
And you don't get to understand why or how. just deal with it.
It's not for you. Anyway.
You just have to deal with it.
So we were coming back from a big day of all these activities. And stupidly enough, I saw a house in our neighborhood with an open house sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm gonna go check it out. And my wife was like, yeah, go check it out real quick. I was like, I'm going to pop in. I know you guys are been looking. So I was like, I'll just poke my head in and see if it's a house and be like, hey, I know you saw this one, but it's cool or it's terrible. So I'm like about to go in and my son's like, I want to go with you. And I was like, buddy, I'm just going to pop in. It's like almost done. And he was like, started like bawling his eyes out.
And I forgot also, no kids allowed. They have signs out front. Yeah. I know you can't read, but trust me, that's definitely
I want to be in and out. Says. And if I bring you... I'm not even looking at the house. I'm just chasing you. An empty house. Zero obstacles.
We have done that. We go with our kids. We have to remind them, like, when we go to open house, try to look for a home, it's like, guys, this is someone else's house.
Yeah.
First of all, stop running.
Cool it.
Yeah. The hide and seek, stop it. I don't know where the good spots are here. And if you find one, we're in real trouble.
It's going to be a closet. I'll find you in the closet. It's your only option. Anyway, I went to go look at the house. It was, the guy must have left early because it wasn't there. And I was like, okay. So I just walked right back. Yeah. I'd ruined my son. Like he was just like that, like exhausted mess.
I noticed it's been a bit of a pattern. You're promising you're taking your son somewhere and then getting close to taking him there and then turning around and coming home.
What was the other one?
When he was sick and you were like going to take him to school and then you got halfway to school and you were like,
he doesn't remember that. He doesn't remember this morning. But to make it up to him, I was like, hey, buddy, you know what? We need to grab a couple things from the grocery store. Do you want to come with me? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, great. So like, I dropped my wife and daughter off at school, went and took them to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And this was kind of like the dumb dad moment. Like a kid who's clearly at his wit's end.
Mm-hmm.
Now I bring him to a grocery store and he's just pumped to be there. He's, mm-hmm. I made a good choice, a smart dad choice, because he's happy. I made him happy. I did a good thing. Anyway.
Just keep telling yourself that.
Yeah. So anyway, he's like, what do we need? And I was like, we only need like three or four things.
Dad, let's make a list. First of all, where's the list?
Yeah. I think I can remember it. So I was like, we need cherry tomatoes. Can we grab some cherry tomatoes? He's like, yep. He grabs them and he just dunks them into the cart. Like full on, like hanging on the rim, dunks them in. Here's the thing. They're cherry tomatoes in those like barely closed plastic cones. It explodes in such a way in there that all of the tomatoes, all of them go through the whatever it is,
the holes, the wiring
and whatever it is of the cart. Not a single one stayed in there. They all just went out and he just like, his reaction was great. He didn't get upset or anything. He just went, oh, our tomatoes are everywhere.
He didn't turn around and flex for everybody. Like he was like, that's basically the equivalent of shattering the backboard.
Yeah.
So he posterized somebody and he just hang there for a second.
And so he helped me pick them up, but you know, it didn't go great.
How many? 50 tomatoes?
It felt like it. And the employee was like,
might as well have been 1,000.
I mean, the employee was like right there. When I'm looking for honey, because I can never remember what aisle honey's in, nowhere to be found. Can't find an employee. I'm not going to go to the checkout line. They're busy. It's packed. You drop a million baby tomatoes on the ground.
Where does your mind go when you're looking for honey and you can never remember it is? Whose fault is it? Is it your fault or the people that set up the store? You know what I mean? Are you marching around going, well, if they set this up correctly, I'd find it every time?
No, I'm like trying to.
Is it like how stupid am I that I can't remember where honey is?
Honey's funny to me because I'm like, all right, well, where would honey be? Let's see.
It would be the amount of the puns you're making right now is absolutely insane.
So I'm buzzing around the store looking for it and
combing over every aisle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like it should be in the same spot. Like we'd all have a hive mind of where it would be.
Yep. There it is. Keep going. Throw a counter up.
Yeah. So anyway, every time I go to get honey, I'm like, where would it be located? Oh, it's probably be in the baking section. Uh-huh. No, not there. Then I'll go to like cereal. No, but syrup's there. Just put them next to each other. They're close.
I'll tell you, my first thought would be sauces, and then you're like, no, it's stupid. It's not sauce.
It's not sauce. But then you check soups anyway. What am I doing?
It's because you're distracted. You're trying to get the hell out of there because your son, you're wondering what he's going to spill next.
I think it's in the tea aisle. I think it's with tea, which is like, yeah, sure.
I love that. Like,
listen,
went there. You still don't know where it is.
I don't know for sure. I'm not going to say confidently. People listen to this podcast.
Kevin, confidence. What did we just talk about?
It's just annoying because like, yes, we put honey in our tea. But like, no. What other things first? Like, primarily tea? No, get out of here.
What's the top three things you put honey in above tea?
I don't use honey that much. Actually, that's not true. Recipes? Yogurt?
Yogurt, okay.
Recipes would be one first.
Me ever
that's why I think it would be in baking.
My kids love honey toast. Toast, honey.
That'd piss me off if it was in the bread aisle.
Yeah. Oh boy, it would, wouldn't it? How stupid is this? The bread aisle? Really? I'll tell you what. I went shopping. I saw a dumb dad.
You know
today.
What? Just put it next to the mayo. I don't know. Why not?
Or the gum at the front.
That'd be nice.
Right next to Us Weekly.
Honey's up there with one of the things you forget, you know? Stop putting like men's razors at the front. Like I know us guys are dummies, but I saw that last time I was at the grocery store. Yeah. Men's razors.
Didn't appreciate that.
Just put something that I actually could go, oh yeah, like baking powder. That'd be great. Wouldn't that be great if that was in the front?
Yeah, I'm going to go with baking aisle on that one. I saw a dumb dad moment today. I saw one happen like I had front row tickets to it. We're at Target. We're going down the escalator. I'm holding my daughter. Okay. Going down the escalator. Our Target's huge, by the way. People might be like, the escalator. Our Target's massive. It's got an escalator. There's two floors. We're going down the escalator.
A lot of Targets are two floors.
I don't know. When I moved to California, I was like, there's an escalator in the Target? Anyway.
Okay.
When we're going down the escalator, I see this dad get on the escalator with his little baby. Baby's probably, maybe not baby. I would say, not baby, not toddler. I'm going to go a year, year and a half maybe, mm-hmm. about how big this kid is, right? He gets on the escalator. Where does he put his kid?
In the shopping cart that goes up?
No. Oh,
that'd been great.
Yeah, it would have been great. I think this is arguably worse.
Because there's a shot in it. It's certain Targets and certain places that have escalators with shopping carts. You can put in the little middle thing that grabs
like
the cart.
There's like a track.
And it perfectly holds it flat.
Yeah.
And I'd love to go up one.
You put the cart in there and it goes up by itself with your stuff in it or whatever. And you ride alongside of it. Also, side note, I got to give a shout out to whoever invented this. The escalator is like 15% faster than the track the cart's on.
Yeah.
Because you always arrive at the top before your cart, even though you put the cart in first. I've always appreciated that. Yeah. Moving on. Where does the guy put the kid? On the railing. On the outside railing.
Okay.
Right? Holding the kid.
For like a fun experience.
For a fun experience. Yeah. You can sit here, and he's got like the kid, you know, with two hands around the rib cage, underneath the armpits.
Yeah, he's doing great so far.
Yeah. But you could make the argument like,
sure.
What are you doing?
Sure.
What are you doing, man? Like, first of all, they're not going to, what are you doing? That's a little, could be a little dangerous. You sneeze. What? That's a problem.
What?
Okay. I don't know. But the kid's like, you know, he's not dangling the kid over the edge.
You think if he sneezes, he's just going to chuck the kid?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how he sneezes. He's got the kid there. So what in my mind, I'm thinking like, the kid's giggling. The dad's giggling, right? Who do I see? Who do I see next?
The mom?
Yeah. At the bottom with the cart. looking up with the laser dead what is wrong with you look. And I look at him and he's looking down and then I see her waving the finger. No.
Oh, she waves the finger?
Waves the finger.
How old was she?
Waving I don't know.
Finger. Maybe she's a teacher.
I don't know. She was not happy about the decision. I was just internally laughing so hard thinking like, I just saw that so funny. It's the fun dad with the mom going, that's my baby too. Don't ever do that again.
I was just having fun.
I was just trying to have fun. Like, she's laughing. I'm like, listen.
And then she said, what if you had sneezed?
I would have put her on the stairs. I told you I would have put her.
You remember what happened to the dog?
She couldn't see the Grand Canyon. I wanted to show her over the fence.
But I'm allergic to dust.
I loved it so much. It was like such a great, the only platform for retelling it is here. I saw a dumb demo. I saw this guy because it was like, nice. You wouldn't get it if you didn't, if you're not there, if you haven't been there doing the thing where your wife's like, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'll tell you what, they were going upstairs to look for something and she was going to finish shopping downstairs. But when they came back, they had a conversation about it. I'll tell you that much right now.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Sure did. I will end with this, and then we move on to, I think we have a done.
We have a user submission, so we'll go. We're just going to keep the theme going, but tell me something.
My son did this thing today, and I saw him do something similar to it, and I hope it's not a trend. Keep in mind, you know, keep an eye on your kid when they're at the playground, always. Yeah. That's an important...
I don't
feel like I should have to say this.
I don't get how... I see parents sometimes just like leisurely sitting on the bench and their kids just playing. I like wander around. I can't do that.
You can't sit still?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I kind of like perimeter walk, keep an eye on, check in. I don't know. Because I feel if I sit in one spot and they're going too far away, then I, now what am I doing?
It was watching them far away.
But the playground's big sometimes. You can hold your position.
Hold your position. I've done both. And they both work.
Okay.
They both work. You just have to be very vigilant when you're just sitting. That's the thing.
Okay.
Or I'm like one of those great playgrounds that are like super locked in on all sides. Then it's like,
go nuts. I'm going to take a nap.
Watch a movie on your phone. don't do that. But I was at the playground and it was like I said, it was really windy and like cold. It's funny. It wasn't like that cold, but the wind made it just not fun. Mm-hmm. And we got to the, like, my, picked up my son from preschool and I was like, you gotta wear the jacket if you want to play, but it's a big puffy coat because we're Californians
and it's windy, so it's like freezing cold.
Oh my
here.
Gosh. So he wore it for like 20 minutes before he took it off and I was like I get it. And
then you're sweating.
Yeah. Then he's playing for like 20-25 more minutes and you know I am on my phone. I'm not a human.
You're not a weirdo.
Yeah. I'm just eyes locked like a psycho. I'm checking my phone and I look up and my son is just, he's just leaving. I mean, he's just going.
He's not far. How does he have his theme of this?
He's not far.
He did this at your daughter's birthday.
Yeah.
Where are you going? I'm going home.
Yeah, that's what it was.
First of all, you're not even going the right way.
I walked up to him and I went, hey, bud, hold on, come here. And he like stopped without a look of like, ugh, busted.
Yeah.
He just stopped, turned around, came back to me like, so. What do you do?
Did you need someone?
She's talking because I'm getting out of here.
So this party's done.
Is this something we can talk about tomorrow? I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you at home.
What are we doing?
He's like, you're going to get home, okay? How are you getting home, Dad?
Well, I drove you. Yeah. What?
What's happening? But I was like, are you going home? And he's like, yeah, I'm going home. I was like, okay, cool. I'd love to come if I can. And he's like, I think there's room in the car. Great. Just real quick, in the future, could you just tell me when you want to go home? We can go home anytime you want.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm your driver. I'll take you there.
You just wouldn't get far.
Yeah. I love that so much. Scary for you.
Yeah.
Sorry for that.
Yeah.
That's scary. In a real way, that's scary that he's like, I'm out of here. Wouldn't you just love to know that if he's going to be safe, where he'd go?
Yeah, if I wanted to, I won't. Nobody write in.
That's what I'm saying.
But it would
be curiosity.
It would be
there.
Nice, like I'm tailing them.
Yeah, exactly.
And just like,
you play PI.
Let's see how far he goes before he goes, oh, I know what I did wrong.
I think I've bitten off more than I can chew here.
I remembered I don't drive or have any sense of direction or know where I am right now.
And it's just dawned on me approximately a quarter mile from the playground.
But I'm still hiding for some reason.
Yeah.
He looks around and he sees my head just kind of like whoop behind a tree.
But I have mudded my face to protect against the mosquitoes.
He turns around and he sees a man-shaped bush with sunglasses on. That's me.
Just as if he's about to go check his snares.
And I'm like, you ready to go home yet? He's like, did that bush just ask me a question?
I must be losing it. I got to get back to the playground.
I need to drink more water. Dad's right.
He's going to be...
He is a handful. He's going to be.
I love him every second of it. Well, from the cherry tomatoes to the peacing out at the playground. I love him.
He's got his own spirit. It's great. It's costing me a lot. Physically and mentally.
Emotionally, emotionally.
So you have a dumb parent submission.
We got a user submission here. Now here's the thing. This is what this is all about, right? Mm-hmm. Try to minimize the dumb dad moments, but they're going to be there because parenting is insane. But we'd like to talk about them to normalize that parenting is not perfect and we don't really know what we're doing a lot of the time. So please send them in to us. DM us on Instagram at the dumb dads.
Yeah.
Send them to us via electronic mail, dumbdadpod@gmail.com. We like reading these. We like knowing that other parents out there are going, you know what? I had a kind of a not good moment, and here it is, right? It makes us feel a little bit better about parenting.
Of course it does.
So here we go. This one is sent to us from Jason. Jason writes, hi, I'm Jason. I'm a dumb dad.
Hi, Jason.
Couldn't appreciate that more. Jason knows what's up. For Christmas a few years ago, we decided to go big on physical activities. My son got a big kid bike. My daughter got a basketball hoop.
Okay.
Obviously, hiding these sorts of gifts wasn't going to be easy. The bike we dragged in the cover of night into the basement and hid it behind some boxes. The basketball hoop was a huge box that weighed 120 pounds with a picture of kids playing basketball that wouldn't fit through the door even if I tried. There was no way there wouldn't be questions if that sort of thing was laying in the garage, what have you. So we waited as late as possible to have that delivered and hid it in the van. Which I think is legit. Like, that's a pretty good way to do it. Uh-huh. I know what you're saying. Like, you have to explain a box that size.
Yeah.
But also it's like the biggest thing in the garage other than the car. Anyway, while coming up with the excuses for why my daughter needed to get driven around in my wife's car, then the day came. Christmas Eve always involves assembly. That's Christmas Eve for a lot of parents.
Oh.
Assembly Eve. But surely this wouldn't take long. How many parts could there be, right?
This is already a dumb dad moment.
Yeah, I know.
Christmas Eve doesn't have to be assembly day.
But arguably with something this big, I see where he's going with this. Like, where does it go? There's a monster in the garage. You can't go in the garage.
Yeah. There's so many spiders.
Easy. There's an infestation.
Show them arachnophobia the night before. That's what's going on in the garage.
Just after 11, I pulled all the parts out of the box. And I mean, that's starting to the comeback at the fourth
just
quarter.
Just after 11 that. Is not Christmas Eve. It's Christmas.
You're on the cusp. I pulled all the parts out of the box and arranged them across the garage floor. 3 hours later, Christmas, I was drenched in sweat and had almost all of it put together. All I needed to do was lock the spring for the breakaway rim into place, something I had just spent the last 30 minutes trying to do. As I stood there panting, snowflakes falling onto the driveway, I was such a mess that a deer just sauntered up to me and stood there watching me in my weakness. Okay. I gave up on the spring and decided to just fix it once my daughter could actually reach the rim and proceeded to stand the hoop up and try to wheel it down to the curb. Now, you might not realize it, but this was my dumb dad moment. Not the inept ability to think through assembly of a child's gift. That's just baseline dad. No, this is the dumb dad moment.
You assembled it not where it needs to be?
The hoop was in my garage. Under my open garage door with a clearance of 8 feet.
There we go.
The hoop was 10 feet at its smallest. There was no way to stand it up. Which meant there was no way to get it on its wheels to easily wheel it down. After dragging it for 20 minutes, I was finally out of the garage, at which point I stood it up on my steeply sloped driveway, had it come down on top of me.
Oh, how many deer are watching by this point?
Then I managed to recover it enough to get it down and up onto the curb. Stay dumb, fellas.
Oof.
You know what that is?
That's a great one.
It's a really good one. And it's like, that's when you're standing in the grocery store and there's cherry tomatoes everywhere.
Uh-huh.
That's not when you're at your peak decision-making performance, right? When you're like, I don't know what to do anymore. Yeah. And this deer's watching me. That's when you really start to panic
and you don't know what.
As an employee, yeah. It was staring at you like a deer. Yeah. Sauntered up to you in the cold snow. It was in the freezer aisle.
Except Jason could have used... It would have been great for the Jason if the deer had said what the employee did, which was just like, just get out of the... I'll do it.
Just
move. I got it. It's fine. Just leave it there. I'll get it.
Threw it on a harness and walked it down to the curb for him.
Oh, threw it on its antlers.
Well, I'd imagine just maybe if it was like a reindeer, he'd be used to, you know, maybe it was like an... Maybe it was... No, that's not true because he would have been working. He would have been working that night.
Yeah, it's a work night.
Yeah, it's a work night. Why are you assembling that so late on a work night? Did that deer just speak to me?
I got to go to bed.
There you have it. An episode full of dumb dad moments.
Yep.
And that's what we're all about here at the Dumb Dad Podcast.
That's what we're doing. Tell us if you're doing the same. Write into us, as Evan said. Mm-hmm. Give us a follow on all social media. We're at The Dumb Dads on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, where you can watch full episodes of this podcast.
That's right.
And rate and review this podcast if you haven't done it already. It helps the growth of the podcast if you guys can rate it if you haven't already. And then share it with a dumb dad out there who needs to hear that he's par for the course.
He's not alone.
He's not doing as bad as he thinks. He's doing bad.
You say par for the course. I mean, I think we're even playing bogey golf here with parenting, which is what everyone does.
We can't say par for the course because, like, us parents are playing like, you know, when you have your kid play golf with you, which is just like, don't worry about par. What's par, Dad? Don't worry about it.
Let's just make sure we get to the end with all our clubs.
And we're stay hydrated.
And we have enough golf balls. We're not scratch parents.
Yeah. Thanks to Everdue for the intro and the outro. Thanks, as always, to my lovely wife, Annie, for editing this podcast. Evan's got a joke for us.
I always do from our book of jokes I can't believe they got published.
Stop reading from it.
What do you call a disguised noodle?
Spaghetti?
No, an impasta. I feel like you've read that one before. Or is it just that bad?
No, it's spaghetti.
Spaghetti? Tune into the next week's Dumb Dad Podcast where we continue to edit horrible dad jokes into better jokes.
Kind of. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.